As a reminder to media members who have joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A difficult start to the season for you guys, a 38-0 setback at Air Force. You've had a couple days to look back on that game. Just give me your impressions on what happened and your team's performance.
Well, I think the first thing is you're generally never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as the score comes out sometimes. So obviously you have to step back. I'm certainly disappointed in the outcome of the game, as, you know, we all go into those games with the opportunity to compete and want to compete at the highest level and win. At times in the game we did. We had opportunities early in the game to be really there, and we did not capitalize on our opportunities. I thought our defense for preparing against that type of attack, when the game was over, I was really proud of them, and we basically gave a score up offensively, and then I went for it late in the fourth quarter on a fourth down our own territory, which I would never have done. So, you know, I think we held them in the low 20s and stayed away from any big plays that could have hurt us. And offensively, we really did not execute the way we need to. And I think that sometimes is just how things go. Their defense did a very, very good job of flatten us out and moving and changing looks and blitzing. And so we're back to the drawing board, getting ready for this week.
You obviously know when you go on the road to play, especially a quality FBS opponent like you've done this year and have done in past years, you're obviously trying to win going in, but what can you take away from a game like that, playing a quality team like Air Force in week one, that can help you down the road as you hit the CAA schedule and the rest of your schedule?
Well, certainly the speed of the game, playing in front of 35,000. We had two different lightning delays that we had to overcome during the game. Playing in that altitude certainly was challenging for our kids, and I thought they handled it well by just playing through it. We got a chance to play a lot of kids during the game, and we went into the game saying that, and defensively we played 22 kids during the first half, something we wanted to do because we're young on the back end and we wanted to make sure we were there. We have some inexperience on the offensive line. We played 7 offensive linemen, played 6 receivers, played 4 tight ends. We got a chance to see a lot of people play. Certainly if the game was closer, or maybe wouldn't have gotten to see some of them, but a lot of them played early. So I think you take these games for the value of what they are, as you articulated, and you try to move forward into your regular schedule.
I will go back and talk about the team here in a second, but you talked about last week about the opportunity to play one of the service academies and the experience. How was that from a trip standpoint and the impact that it maybe made on your student-athletes?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty neat place to go and visit. Certainly watching the cadets march in the stands. Unfortunately, we lost them at some point during the lightning delays because they had to clear the stadium, but it was pretty neat, and just the ambiance and the tradition and certainly how excited they are to be on the field as players also was very impressive.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. As you touched on, offensively things didn't go the way you'd like, only 75 yards in the game. Joe had a tough day statistically, but you were able to have some success running the ball. What was the takeaway on the offense?
Probably not much. We didn't we certainly didn't do much as the statistics say, but there were 4 crucial third downs on the first 4 series of the game, and every one of them we had the opportunity. We had one catch and we didn't turn it upfield and get the first down. We had one pass off the back shoulder that would have been a tough catch. We had one overthrown ball, and we had one run. And I think those 4 cost us four 3-and-outs, and I think the game might have been differently from a confidence standpoint. I thought we lost a little bit at that point. And we were able to refocus back and just play the game. As I said, sometimes you got to give credit to the other team. I thought they did a very good job. they were physically better than I thought they were going to be. Once again, so I think, you know, we have to just step back and improve on what we do.
You talked about being proud of the effort of your defense. It's certainly a tough challenge facing an offense like Air Force that you probably won't see anymore this season. How do you think they adjusted to the things that that Air Force did?
Yeah, I think, you know, once again, the first drive was tough. Just the speed the ball got on the corner at was a little different. But, you know, after that, we had three straight three and outs. We controlled them, pinned them back in their end of the territory. And their best drive came in the fourth quarter when we had most of our starters out. And they chewed up about 85 yards of rushing on that drive. So I think, you know, I look at it, they rushed 330 yards an average a game last year. That's what they rushed against us, and 82 of it came on the last drive of their possession. So I think we played pretty well defensively, and we had some young kids running around. I was really proud of them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You had some newcomers play, especially in your secondary. Who were some guys that stood out and that you felt good about?
Yeah, our weak side safety, EJ Finneran, had a terrific day. His backups, Saquon Jefferson, who's a grad transfer from Temple, who's coming off a knee injury, was able to play, give us about 20 really good reps, and he's certainly a Division I athlete. Augie Contressor, our starting field rover, really, really played well for his first start of his career, and TJ Morrison, our field corner, in his first start of the career, had a really good job and played the game physical. So, you know, what was a concern going in, I think, came out as a strength.
Play your home opener on Saturday. Bryant coming in, they scored 41 points in their opening game. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Very well-coached team. Coach Perry is an offensive guy who has scored a lot of points at all the places he's been at. You know, he was Princeton's offensive coordinator and put them on the map a number of years ago. Defensively, Coach Kelly is a student of the game and well coached on that side of the ball also. You know, they play a game where they're going to take a lot of chances offensively, go after you with big plays, trick plays, but they're in a system that that certainly gels and works, and they've scored a lot of points over his first year and into this first game. So we're certainly going to have to play responsibility football and play the game fast and physical to control their offense.
Just from a mentality standpoint, what would you like to see from your team as far as a bounce back from Saturday? And I'm sure they're going to be excited to play at home.
Yeah, I think coming out of the tunnel and taking control of the game and you know, not getting in any of those lulls during the game, and definitely respecting your opponent. You know, you play your FBS school and you go back to the FCS. You got to make sure you respect your opponent, irregardless of who it is. And I think Bryan is a program that beat us 4 years ago here, and it wasn't an upset. They beat us, so you know we've got to make sure we respect our opponent and play from whistle to whistle.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and good luck on Saturday against Bryan.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.